Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Five, six, seven, do it for Green Bay as we enter the home half of inning number six from Capital Credit Union Park, and the first of six between the Rockers and the Raptors in this yard, and the first of 12 between the two clubs in the 2024 Northwoods League season. Andy Ockmere, voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Miller, the right-handed hitting shortstop, is two for two today. We'll face Maddox Thornton here in the first pitch. Tim Miller misses low for ball one. Miller got the party started offensively for Green Bay back in the first, a three-run homer with two outs to left field. Most recently singled and scored to lead off the fourth. 1-0 from Thornton misses downstairs as well for ball two. Mateo Matthews, the left-handed hitting first baseman, is on deck. Lane Allen, the right-handed hitting third baseman, will follow. Thornton set a 2-0. Fastball hit in the air, deep left field. If it's fair, it is gone. Does it hang inside the foul pole? Yes, it does. Sam Miller is 3-for-3 tonight and now has two home runs. It is 6-1 Green Bay. A light show here at Capital Credit Union Park as the Rocker shortstop touches them all and is met by his teammates outside the dugout. Base is empty, nobody out. And the six-hitter Mateo Matthews will step in against Thornton. Matthews 0-for-2. A pair of strikeouts today. Went down swinging to end the first. Most recently went down looking against Thornton back in the fourth. First pitch from Thornton to Matthews is swatted foul out of play.
Current batter for the Rockers. His first baseman, number 36, Mateo Matthews.
Talked about Matthews' time last year in Green Bay, playing nearly the full season. 59 regular season games, 4 games in the playoffs, was 3-for-12 in playoff action for the Rockers as the 0-1 pitch misses outside. Had an RBI in the playoffs to add to his 37 regular season runs driven in. 8 homers, 9 doubles, 1 triple, and 188 at-bats. The 1-1 delivery from Thornton misses low for ball two. Now it's 3-for-17 thus far, and playing in his seventh game with the Rockers in 2024. The 2-1. And on the ground over to third, charging in on it is Schaefer. He gloves, collects, and throws to first in time. Matthews is 0-for-3 tonight. That 5-3 put out is the first out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bring up Lane Allen. Allen's 2-for-2 today. Singled in his first at-bat to lead off the second inning and later scored on the Taylor Schultz sack fly. Most recently, an RBI single for the right-handed hitting third baseman in the top, or I should say bottom, of the fourth inning. First pitch to him. Hits this one in the air to left field. Loyola's coming in on it. There's no play to be made. It drops for a one-out single. 3-for-3 is Lane Allen. Raptors return home tomorrow night at Witter Field to take on these Rockers as a part of a home-and-home before hitting the road again Thursday and Friday at the Duck Pond Warner Park for two more road games with the Madison Mallards. The Raptors played the Mallards 4 times last week, 2 at their place, 2 back at Witter Field. After this week, the Raptors will have played 4 of the 6 games in Madison already this summer. The left-handed hitting right fielder Carson Hansen steps in. Hansen 1-for-2 today. Runner takes off on the first pitch. It misses high for a ball. Brody's throw down to second is not in time. Sliding in feet first safely is Lane Allen. Hansen a ground out to second base back in the second inning to start his ball game, but had a single back in the fourth. For the upcoming homestand on the weekend, though, 2 with Lakeshore Saturday, Sunday, Monday a rare off day before Tuesday, Wednesday affairs with Battle Creek Battle Jacks. If you're looking for a place to stay out of town for the upcoming homestand, a last-minute trip to Wisconsin Rapids to watch the Raptors, here at WFHR, we got just the place for you as the 1-0 pitch hit on a line sharply down the third baseline, kicking out near the Rocker pen to even up the count at 1-1. For all your hotel stay needs this summer in Wisconsin Rapids, to watch the Raptors or explore the Wisconsin Rapids area, the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites is here for you, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The 1-1 backdoor breaking ball from Thornton misses for ball two. Along with those amenities at the Cobblestone, they also welcome 4 leg companions You don't got to worry about finding a place for your family pet to stay on your trip this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-1 coming from Thornton. First, a pickoff move to check in on the runner at second, and they got him. An inside move from Maddox Thornton. Tag applied by Kyler McIntosh. Lane Allen taken off the bases. There's now two outs and nobody on with a 2-1 count on Carson Hansen here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Taylor Schultz, the right-handed hitting second baseman on deck, top of the order with Lucas Torres to follow. Set is Thornton, the 2-1. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Alex Brody. Count evens 2-2 on Hansen. For the Rafters, when we get to the top of the seventh inning, 4-5-6 due up for a third time in the order to begin a frame tonight. Grayson Schaefer, Kyler McIntosh, and Mason Onati. Thornton peers into Brody. His 2-2 offering will come here very shortly with 12 on the pitch clock. Here it comes. Breaking ball, got him swinging. Hansen down on strikes. Thornton faces just one over the minimum, but allows a leadoff solo homer to Sam Miller. It's the Rocker shortstop's second home run of the ballgame. 6-1 now the score. We are through six innings of play in Ashwaubenon. We'll be back in a couple minutes for more Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Rafter baseball back here for the top of the seventh inning. Michael Howell, the right-hander for Green Bay, is on the mound to begin this inning after throwing six innings of one-run ball and throwing 86 pitches. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here on WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids trailing Green Bay by a score of 6-1 in their 14th game of the season. It'll bring up Grayson Schaefer for the third time tonight, and he'll be leading off an inning for the third time in this ballgame. The right-handed hitting BYU Cougar awaits the first pitch from Howell, and it's a fastball right down the middle of the plate, taken for strike one. Schaefer, a pair of swinging strikeouts so far in this one, had a huge four-hit game against La Crosse on Sunday in that 8-5 win over the Loggers. 0-1 breaking ball, just missing low from Howell to even up the count at a ball and a strike. It's McIntosh on deck, then Mason Onati for his second plate appearance of the night. Warming up down the line for the Rafters, that's right-hander Nick Perry. 1-1 pitch, this one hit on the ground, back up the middle, glove by the second baseman Schultz. The throw to first base is not in time, and under the glove of Mateo Matthews. It is an infield single for Grayson Schaefer. He's aboard to lead off this top half of the seventh inning. Bring up Kyler McIntosh, who's 1-for-2 tonight. McIntosh began his day with a ground out back to the mound. A 1-3 put out from Howell to Matthews back in the second inning, but most recently singled with one out in the fifth and has scored the lone run for Wisconsin Rapids thus far. That coming on an RBI ground out from the newest Rafter position player, Trent Lyolis, in the fifth inning. First pitch to the right-handed hitting McIntosh, fouled straight back. Count will begin 0-1. When we get to the home half of the seventh for Green Bay, 8-9-1-2. Schultz Torres, Klein due up against the Raptor bullpen. With Perry throwing in the bullpen right now, it seems that Maddox Thornton's day could be done after three innings of work. 0-1 pitch. McIntosh pops this one up in the air right out in front of the Rocker dugout down the third baseline. Lane Allen has plenty of room to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Gonna bring up Mason Onati, the left-handed hitting infielder from Tulane and Powell, Ohio. Drew a five-pitch walk in his first plate appearance off the bench back in the fifth inning, hitting in the spot that was occupied by the Raptor DH to start the game, Jack Matthey. O'Shane on deck, then it's Liolis with a runner on and one out in the inning. First pitch, a breaking ball in there for a called strike from the right-hander. A run on four hits and no errors for the Raptors. Six runs on nine hits and no errors for Green Bay. The latter third of this ball game. Right-hander Howell looks in, shakes off, bowled a couple of times before firing the 0-1. It's a fastball that misses up and out to even the count at a ball and a strike. If Thornton's day is done, he's thrown three innings thus far, 44 pitches, five hits allowed, two runs, both of which are earned, no walks, and four strikeouts. The 2-0 from Howell misses, I should say 1-1 misses up and out. Count now 2-1. Schaefer a couple steps off the first base bag being held on by Mateo Matthew. Right-hander set. The next delivery misses low and out. Onati's worked a 3-1 count in his second plate appearance of the ballgame today. Raptors trail by five. They trailed by three most of the ballgame yesterday before a big three-run eighth against La Crosse as the 3-1 pitch misses low for ball four. Back-to-back plate appearances with five-pitch walks drawn by Mason Onati. Moving to second is Schaefer. The Raptors have two on with one down here in the seventh for the right-handed hitting center fielder Jake Beauchesne. Another mound visit here with Green Bay throwing a right-hander down the line, getting up quick. You look at now 96 pitches for Michael Howell through six and a third innings. He's allowed four hits, one run, walked two, and has struck out three. He's worked himself into some trouble here in the seventh. Still a pitch away from potentially getting out of it, though, if he can induce a ground ball here from Jake Beauchesne. Beauchesne today 1-for-2, began his ball game grounding out to the shortstop Miller to lead off the third, most recently singled in the fifth. Liolis on deck, Brody to follow. It's the bottom third of the Raptor order. 11 on the pitch clock. Howell's first delivery to Jake Beauchesne misses down low for ball one. Lomekic, Arnott that is, got the start for Wisconsin Rapids today, his third start of the season, and his second straight away from Witter Field. He 1-0. Breaking ball spun in there right down the heart of the plate. Beauchesne watches it go by. It's strike one. Ball and a strike, the count on the Raptors center fielder. Chance to chip into the deficit late. Schaefer a couple steps off second, not being held. Same for the first baseman, Onati. 1-1, another breaking ball, doubling up on it there. Count moves 1-2. For Beauchesne, coming off a stellar weekend in which he had two home runs and two diving plays. And Saturday's win over Madison, the 1-2 pitch. That one bounced in there to even the count at two balls and two strikes. Howell lost his footing on the front of the mound. Prior to that delivery, that was his 100th pitch of the ballgame. He's hit the century mark in his third start of the summer. We'll see where Green Bay goes. See how many batters Howell has left, too. The right-hander set. Looks back at second. Will disengage and fake a throw to send Grayson Schaefer back to the bag. 2-2 remains the count on Jake Beauchesne, the Raptor center fielder from San Clemente, California and Saddleback College. The payoff. This one hit on the ground the other way, slowly rolling to second base. Schultz coming into field. He'll glove flip to first in time. It's a nice-looking play there for the second baseman of the Green Bay Rockers. Taylor Schultz, 4-3 goes Beauchesne for the second out of the inning. Schaefer to third, Onati to second on the ground out. To bring up Trent Liolis with two ducks on the pond, a golden chance for Liolis to cut the deficit to potentially just three in his first game with the club. On deck is the nine-hitter Alex Brody, top of the order with Trotter Boston will follow. Howell looking to get through seven innings of one-run ball here at Capital Credit Union Park tonight. The first pitch to Liolis is grounded foul down the first base line. Nice play made there by Ziggy. Tom Zaglowski, the first base coach of the Rafters. Chris Wilsey, operating as the third base coach for the Rafters, also is the hitting coach for Wisconsin Rapids this season. Those two, alongside Mike Spears, make up Kirk Schreider's staff in his fourth season at the helm as the field manager. 0-1 breaking ball from Howell misses downstairs. Count moves to a ball and a strike. Tom Zaglowski, part of the coaching staff for Hope International University, winners of the NAIA World Series. He 1-1. Liolis hits a liner into right field. That's going to get through and pass Schultz for a base hit. Schaefer's in to score. Onati will slide in safely behind him. That's Trent Liolis' first hit as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter, and it plates two. A two-run single with two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. 6-3 is our score currently in favor of the Rockers. With Liolis on first, it'll bring up the catcher, Alex Brody. And that'll be all for Michael Howell tonight. The right-hander will get a big ovation walking off the mound here at Capital Credit Union Park. 6 2/3 innings, 104 pitches thrown. 5 hits allowed, 3 runs, all earned for the right-hander. 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. He's responsible for Trent Liolis on first base. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes here in Ashwaubenon following this pitching change. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
You got to do it.
Have just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero. Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion.
Be a great show, Joel. Thank you so much, buddy, for your time. Have a great tour.
Planetary obligations.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Brody into the box. Alex, that is, to face the new pitcher in the ballgame for the Green Bay Rockers, Treshawn Pascal from Southern Arkansas University. Andy Ockman, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Two outs, top seven. Two runs already plated by the Rafters off a two-run, two-out single from Trent Liolis. Michael Howell's line is not complete yet, but he has thrown 6 2/3 innings, allowing 5 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 104 pitches. The right-hander is responsible for Loyola's out on first base. The 1-0 from Pascal to Brody is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. From Springdale, Arkansas, the 6'3 right-hander is working now in his 5th game of the season, most recently working on June 8th here at home in the 3-2 loss to the La Crosse Loggers. Through 2 innings, allowed 1 hit, no runs, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, faced 11 La Crosse batters as the 1-1 fastball from the right-hander misses low for ball 2. In 4 total appearances, he's 0-2. Is Pascal 3 2/3 innings pitched. He's allowed 5 hits, 6 runs, 2 earned, 7 walks, 4 strikeouts, a 4.91 ERA, and a 3.27 whip. A 2-1 to Alex Brody. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, middle, down at the knees of the Raptor catcher. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs here in the top of the 7th. Loyola's a couple steps off first, top of the order with Trotter Boston awaiting on deck. The right-hander peers over. Loyola's being held on by Mateo Matthews, the 2-2. Fastball hit on the ground, back up the middle. The second baseman, Schultz, will glove and take it to the bag himself. It's a 4 unassisted fielder's choice to retire the side. The Raptors score twice on a 2-run, 2-out single from Trent Loyola in his Wisconsin Rapids debut. Stretch time here at Capital Credit Union Park. Nick Perry will enter the ballgame out of the bullpen for the Raptors. When we come back for the bottom half of the 7th inning, he gets the 9-1-2 spots in the rocker order. 6-3, the score in favor of Green Bay. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
The Little M Texas native Nick Perry into the ballgame for the Raptors. 9-1-2 due up for Green Bay here at Capital Credit Union Park. 6-3 the score in favor of the Rockers. And the first of 12 meetings between the two teams this season. Andy Ockman, your voice, the Raptors here on WFHR as the first two pitches thrown from Perry to the right-handed hitting second baseman Taylor Schultz are both balls. 2-0 the count to Schultz. He's 0-1 today in 2 plate appearances. Began his day with a sack fly to make it 4-0 Green Bay back in the second inning. The 2-0 in there from Perry is a called strike. Schultz grounded out back to the mound to Raptor relief pitcher Maddox Thornton in his most recent at-bat back in the 4th inning. 2-1 the count. The big right-hander Perry set. That one's there at the top of the zone. Off speed from Perry to make it 2-2. From Colorado State University, Pueblo making his 3rd appearance of the season as Perry has picked up the decision in each of his first 2. He's 1-1. throwing three innings so far this summer for the Raptors. 2-2 pitch. This one poked to the right side. That'll get under the glove of Trotter Boston into right field for a base hit. It's the second hit of the season for Taylor Schultz, now in 23 at-bats, making a fun motion over to the third base rocker dugout saying, give me that baseball. He's aboard to lead off this bottom half of the seventh inning. Back to the top of the order we go for Green Bay with Lucas Torres, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Torres is 1-for-3 tonight, singled and scored back in the first. Flew out to Jorge Degatti in right field to end the second inning. Most recently went down looking against right-handed reliever Maddox Thornton to end the home half of the fourth. Perry most recently working on the road at Madison on June 6th. That 4-3 loss for the Raptors as the first pitch to Torres misses up and out for ball one. Perry threw an inning, allowed three hits, one run. That was the eventual game-winning run in the eighth inning. Faced six Mallard hitters his last time out. Worked two innings against Waterloo in the 7-6 win back at Witter Field on opening week as a crisp 1-0 fastball in the outside corner is there for a called strike. The redshirt junior, standing in at 6'5", worked two innings in his first outing of the summer, allowing five hits, four runs, all of which were earned, walked one and struck out one while facing 12 buck hitters back at historic Witter Field. The 1-1 pitch bounced into the turf for ball two, blocked by Brody. It's now two balls and a strike here on the left fielder, Torres. Line is complete for Maddox Thornton. In his third appearance for the Raptors this summer, three innings pitched, 44 pitches thrown, allowing five hits, two runs, both earned the first runs allowed by Thornton this summer. Did not walk a rocker hitter and struck out four in his three frames of work. Raptors have not issued a walk yet today to rocker hitting. 2-1 the count here on Torres. Perry set, middle of the rubber, the payoff. Hit on the ground, left side. The shortstop McIntosh has it, flips to second one. The throw to first, not in time. Torres aboard for the second time this evening on a 6-4 fielder's choice, trading places with Taylor Schultz at first base. It'll bring up the center fielder, Jackson Klein, hitting from the left side. Klein's 0-for-3 tonight. Flew out to center field in the first to left field, and Trent Lyolis to lead off the third, most recently led off the fifth with a ground out to the second baseman, Trotter Boston. Prior to the first pitch to Klein, a pickoff move from Perry to check in on Torres over at first base. Luke Muller's on deck. To follow Luke will be Jake Bold. First pitch, fastball on the outside corner to Klein is called a strike. Raptors back home tomorrow against these Rockers. The eighth home game of 36 in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. Perry set the 0-1, missing up and out to even the count at a ball and a strike on the Rocker center fielder. When we get to the top of the eighth, it'll be the top of the Raptor order due up. Trotter Boston, Jorge Degatti, and Max McGuire. The 1-1. Right down the chute in there for a called strike two. More on the inner half of the plate from Perry, but either way, a fastball that caught the zone to make it 1-2. Three runs on five hits and no errors for the Raptors. Six runs on 10 hits for Green Bay with no errors. Rockers in search of their fifth win of the season. 1-2. This one shot the other way in the air to left field. Be a routine play for Trent Lyolis getting underneath and making the grab for the second out of the frame. Wisconsin Rapids in danger of falling back to 700 at 7-7. Bring up Luke Muller. As we look back across the Northwoods League scoreboard, we'll dip into that in the bottom half of this inning and the top of the eighth. Final in on the road for Kenosha, dropping a 10-4 ball game against the Royal Oak Leprechauns. Kokomo falls to 2-12, getting shut out against the Traverse City Pitts Bitters 3-0. First pitch to Muller, pops this one up on the infield. Right in front of second base, Kyler McIntosh, the shortstop, taking charge, calling everyone off to make the grab and retire the side. A leadoff single from Taylor Schultz is all the Rockers can muster in the bottom of the seventh. It's a scoreless inning for Nick Perry. We are through seven here in Ashwaubenon, 6-3, the score in favor of the Rockers. Top of the order, due up for the Raptors when we get to the top of the eighth inning in just a couple of minutes here on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM. 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on
Wisconsin. Traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Plenty of work coming here for Trayshawn Paschal out of the Green Bay bullpen. The Rockers lead the Raptors 6-3.
What about weather?
In the top of the eighth inning.
I've got it.
The Raptors back here on WFHR. It's the top of the Wisconsin Rapids order due up for a fourth time in this ballgame. Three runs on five hits and no errors for the Raptors. Six runs on ten hits and no errors for the hosting Rockers.
He's done so many shows already. It's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up. That's it. The theme for the next set phase of the music will be
tonight. First pitch to the Tabor College Blue Jays, a breaking ball for strike one. Boston flew out to Torres in left field to begin the ball game back in the first, grounded out to second, and Schultz in the fourth, and popped out to the second baseman Schultz in shallow right field in the sixth. The 0-1 to Boston. Fastball hit on the ground over to second once again. Charging into field is Schultz. He throws to first in time. Leadoff man retired by the Rockers here in the eighth inning. With a right-handed hitting right fielder from Miami, Florida, Jorge Degatti. Degatti. One for three so far tonight. Got the Raptors' first hit of the ball game back in the fourth inning with just one out in the frame. It was a base hit to left field. The first pitch to Degatti from Paschal misses up for ball one. 12 on the pitch clock. The right-hander working with some pep in his step. The one ball delivery's on the inside corner for a called strike. McGuire on deck. Schaefer to follow. In this top of the eighth inning. Rockers got out to a hot start, putting up three in the bottom of the first, added one in the bottom of the second to make it 4-0. Raptors getting their first run in the fifth inning and getting two in the top of the seventh on a two-run single to right field with two outs from the newest Raptor position player, Trent Lyolis. 1-0 pitch, a fastball. It's a 1-1 pitch, a fastball in there for a called strike. It's now 1-2 on Degatti. Paschal set, the 1-2. That one misses the top of the zone. Degatti's worked an even count here at two balls and two strikes. We'll get a quick mound visit here between the catcher Bold and the lone relief pitcher used by Green Bay so far tonight. Their starter this evening going 6 2/3 innings, that being Michael Howell. 104 pitches thrown for Howell, 5 hits allowed, 3 runs, all of them earned, walking 2 and striking out 3. On the Wisconsin Rapids side, this left-hander from Siena College, Arnon Mulemekic, got the nod, going 3 innings, throwing 49 pitches, allowing 4 hits. All 4 runs he allowed were earned. Did not walk a logger hitter, I should say, rocker hitter. Struck out 2. Maddox Thornton from there got the ball, and the right-hander from Texas A&M Corpus Christi allowed 2 runs on 5 hits in 3 innings, throwing 44 pitches and striking out 4 Green Bay batters. The 2-2 to Degatti. Swung on and missed for strike 3. 2 up, 2 down for Paschal here in the 8th. Nick Perry worked a scoreless Bottom half of the seventh, facing four hitters, 14 pitches thrown, one hit allowed for the right-hander from Colorado State University Pueblo in his third outing of the season. Bring up Max McGuire. In search of his first hit of the ball game, Max 0 for 3 tonight, playing first base for Wisconsin Rapids. Talked about some scores across the league. The two finals being Royal Oak over Kenosha at home 10-4 as the first pitch off-speed delivery from Pascal to McGuire misses up for ball one. Traverse City shutting out Kokomo 3-0. Battle Creek in the battle of 9-5 teams at Rockford Stadium, leading the in-division opponent Rockford Rivets 5-4, bottom six. 1-0, missing inside for ball two on McGuire. Top six at Corbett Field, home of the Minot Hot Tots. They lead the Mankato Moondogs by a score of 4-2. Riverfront Stadium, Rochester. The Hawkers in search of their third win of the season. 2-0 breaking ball going chasing down low as McGuire count now 2-1. Rochester leads Waterloo on the road, 5-3, bottom six. The Bucks out hitting the Hawkers, though, 10-6. Waterloo, though, three errors to the Hawkers, one. Top seven at Wade Stadium. A couple of teams tied at second place in their division, Lacrosse and Duluth, 2-1 fastball fouled away down the first base line by McGuire. It's now 2-2. 6-0 Duluth over Lacrosse. Six runs on five hits and two errors for the Huskies. No runs on four hits, no errors for the Loggers. Look at Bismarck at home against the Badlands Big Sticks, a pair of 8-6 teams in the bottom of the sixth. Lark's up big on Badlands, 7-1 the score. 2-2 coming here from the right-hander Pascal, looking for a 1-2-3 frame in his first full inning of work out of the pen for Green Bay tonight. The payoff, fastball spoiled by McGuire, fouling that one into the second deck down the first base line. Top seven at Athletic Park. Cross-division battle between Eau Claire and the Great Lakes West leader, Wausau. The Woodchucks ahead of the Express 6-2. Six runs on five hits, no errors for the Woodchucks. Two runs on five hits, no errors for the Express. Another 2-2 coming here from Trayshawn Pascal. Set, hands below the belt, here it comes. Breaking ball, just missing the outside corner. McGuire's worked a full count in his fourth plate appearance tonight. Max flew out to center back in the first, hit into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play in the fourth, most recently ended the sixth inning, grounding out to the shortstop, Sam Miller. 3-2 the count, two outs, nobody aboard. Rafters trail at 6-3 here in the top of the eighth. Two on the pitch clock, Pascal's payoff. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen. Good fight from Max here. Top seven at Joe Faber Field. The 7-6 Wilmer Stingers lead the 6-8 St. Cloud Rocks by a score of 5-2. High-scoring affair in the middle of a ballgame at Hare Baker Field, home of the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Madison leading Fondy 10-7. 10 runs on 10 hits, 3 errors for the Mallards. 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors for Fond du Lac. The 3-2. Fastball missing for ball 4. Wire drawing a 9-pitch walk to reach base here in the 8th inning with 2 outs. It'll bring up Grayson Schaefer. It'll be Schaefer's first plate appearance tonight when he's not leading off an inning. He's led off innings 2, 5, and 7. Went down swinging in the 2nd and 5th. Most recently singled to lead off the 7th and later scored on the 2-run base knock from Trent Lyolis. Obviously our game here, top 8, 6-3 the score, and bottom 7 at Capco Park, now known as Moonlight Graham Field. The Lakeshore Chinooks looking to get back to 500. They lead Kalamazoo 5-1 as the first pitch to Schaefer misses high for ball 1. We get to the home half of the eighth inning. 4-5-6, Bold, Miller, Matthews due up for Green Bay. McGuire a couple steps off the first base bag. Pascal's 1-0 pitch goes back to the off-speed stuff, but it misses low for ball 2. On deck is Kyler McIntosh. Mason Onati to follow. The 2-0 pitch is on the inside corner for a called strike. Three runs on five hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Six runs on 10 hits and no errors for Green Bay. The first of six between the two teams here at this very ballpark, and the first of 12 between the Great Lakes West Division foes here this season. A 2-1 That off-speed delivery is there on the inside corner. Pascal's worked an even count, 2-2. Runner on first, two down, 6-3 Rockers, top eight. Schaefer looking for his second hit in as many at-bats and on the ball game. Prior to the 2-2, a pickoff move, though, to check in on McGuire at first base. Cannon Rastine, the right-hander, is throwing for the Rafters. Might see him when we get to the bottom of the eighth inning. Could just be a one-and-done for Nick Perry in his third appearance as a Rafter this season after throwing a scoreless bottom of the seventh. Pascal fires the 2-2. Breaking ball, foul tip, in and out of the glove of the catcher. Bold will do the 2-2 again. Kyler McIntosh has 1-for-3 tonight in the on-deck circle and has come up clutch a couple of different times for the Rafters so far this season in limited action. You know, we'd love to get a chance to get up to the plate as the tying run here tonight. Another 2-2 coming here to Schaefer. That one. This is low, and he's worked a full count in his fourth plate appearance tonight. 3-2 the count. McGuire on first, two outs. Max will be going on the pitch here. Pascal, the right-hander, peers in. Six on the pitch clock before coming set. Now he disengages off the back of the rubber to avoid a pitch clock violation. This will be his 27th pitch. Out of the bullpen in relief of Michael Howell, the starter tonight for Green Bay. 3-2, runner takes off, breaking ball popped up in the air. That'll find the seats, and we'll have another 3-2 here in this battle. Right on the concourse, about 15 feet behind me here at Capital Credit Union Park. Under the lights here on this all-turf diamond. McGuire once again not being held on by Matthews, a couple steps off the first base bag. Just awaiting to see Pascal lead to home plate. He does and takes off. Breaking ball popped up in the air on the infield. That stays on the field of play. Calling off everyone is the shortstop Miller to make the catch and retire the side. The Rafters leave a two-out walk from Max McGuire on the base paths. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cannon Rastine will enter for Wisconsin Rapids. 6-3 the score. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple minutes for Rafter Baseball. And you're home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Either way, it's here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
K Cannon Rastine enters the fray for Wisconsin Rapids. Fourth pitcher in the ballgame for the Raptors tonight. He gets the 4-5-6 spot to the Green Bay Rocker order. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you from Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon. 6-3 the score in favor of the Rockers in this bottom half of the eighth inning. First pitch to the right-handed hitting catcher, Jake Bold, hit on a line to short and is caught by Kyler McIntosh. One pitch, one out for Rastine out of the pen here today. The 6'3 sophomore right-hander from Southwestern College, a California junior college, and is a native of Spring Valley, California. Rastine, 22 outings this past spring, all in relief. Final outing came against Long Beach back on May 4th, and it was a strong one. Two frames, four hits, one run, walked one, struck out two. For Cannon, this is his third appearance with the Raptors this summer. Sam Miller, the man of the ballgame for Green Bay, takes a first pitch high for ball one. Miller, 3-for-3, two homers, a three-run blast to get the scoring started, back with two outs in the bottom of the first. Singled to lead off the fourth and later came in to score on an RBI knock from Lane Allen. Miller then led off the sixth with a solo blast off Maddox Thornton. Rastine set, five on the pitch clock, the 1-0. That one in there for a called strike. 3 1/3 innings pitched through two outings for Rastine this summer. No hits allowed. Three runs, two of them earned, three walks, two strikeouts, I should say, facing 15 hitters, a 5-4 earned run average. Recently worked a 1-2-3 frame out of the bullpen at home against Madison back on June 8th as the 1-1 pitch bounced in there. It's now 2-1. First outing of the season came back at the home opener against Fond du Lac on Tuesday, May 28th. Rastine going 2 1/3 innings. No hits allowed, three runs, two earned, three walks, two strikeouts, faced 12 Doc Spider hitters that night at Winter Field. 2-1 the count on the shortstop, Miller. Rastine set his next delivery. A fastball that misses up and in for ball three. Miller in the driver's seat here, three balls and a strike in his fourth plate appearance tonight. On deck is Mateo Matthews, Lane Allen, the third baseman to follow. The Raptors, when they get to the ninth inning, it'll be 5-6-7, McIntosh, Onati, and Jake Beauchesne. Rastine's 3-1, a fastball right down the heart of the plate. Miller takes strike two. Cannon's battled back to make it a full count in the second hitter he's faced here in this eighth inning. 3-2 the count, one out, nobody aboard, bottom half of the eighth inning. The payoff from the 6-3 right-hander, swung on and missed. Miller down on strikes, two up, two down for Rastine here in the eighth. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting first baseman, Mateo Matthews, who was hitless in this ballgame. 0-for-3, went down swinging against the Raptors starter, Arnon Mulemekic, back in the first inning, went down looking in the fourth, and most recently grounded out to the third baseman, Grayson Schaefer, in the sixth. The returning Rocker in search of his first hit of this ballgame and his fourth hit of the season. First pitch from Rastine, a fastball right down the chute taken by Matthews for strike one. See if Rastine can work his second straight 1-2-3 inning out of the bullpen for the Raptors this summer. Just over 2 hours into this ballgame. It's the 0-1 fastball missing inside for ball one. A couple of California natives going at it. First pitch, 6:35. Currently, we stand 8:48 local time. Just nearing the 2-hour, 20-minute mark in this contest. 1-1. Breaking ball, swung on and missed by Matthews. Count moves 1-2. Rastine in full control here and in the driver's seat. We'll see what he goes to, 1-2. Seven on the pitch clock, set the delivery. That one misses high to even it at 2-2. Two to the count, two down. Nobody aboard, bottom eight, 6-3 Rockers here in Ashwaubenon. Rastine set his next pitch. Fastball cranked high in the air, deep right field. Zagotti back at the warning track. The park is going to hold this one in. Cannon Rastein, a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth. We are through eight, and the Raptors are down to their final three outs at the dish. When we get to the ninth, McIntosh, Onati, Beauchesne do up against the Green Bay bullpen. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Now back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
A returning Green Bay Rocker will toe the rubber as we enter the top of the ninth inning in pursuit of getting the final three outs and securing a Rocker victory here from Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. 5-6-7 do it for Wisconsin Rapids in this 6-3 ball game. First pitch of the inning to Kyler McIntosh, a breaking ball swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Henry Chabot, a sophomore right-hander from Scottsdale, Arizona, and Division III Chapman University out in California, will take over. It'll be his third appearance of the season. I'd say his sixth appearance as the 0-1 pitch is in there for a called strike. Chabot worked in nine games a season ago in the regular season with Green Bay, pitched in two playoff games and got two wins. As McIntosh in the hole here, 0-2 the payoff. Breaking ball got him swinging. It's a three-pitch strikeout of Kyler McIntosh to begin this top of the ninth inning. Chabot most recently worked a third of an inning in the 12-7 victory against Lakeshore at Moonlight Graham Field back on June 9th. Longest outing of the season for Chabot was in the 7-5 loss the Rockers had here in Ashwaubenon against the Madison Mallards on June 2nd through 3 1/3 innings. Three hits allowed, one run. It was earned, walked one, and struck out three, facing 14 Mallard hitters. The third time tonight, Mason Onati steps in and takes a first-pitch fastball from Chabot for a strike. Onati's third plate appearance coming into the spot of Jack Mathey, who was the original DH for the Raptors tonight. Onati's drawn 2 5-pitch walks in the fifth and seventh innings. Mason scored in the seventh on that two-run single from Trent Laiolis. The 0-1 pitch misses high for ball one on the Powell, Ohio native. For Chabot in his 9 regular season appearances last year with Green Bay, a 1-1 record, 2 saves, 16 in a third innings thrown, 11 hits allowed, 11 earns all runs all being earned, as in 1-1 breaking ball fouled away by Onati. Walked 14 hitters did Chabot in the regular season last year, struck out 22 and 74 batters faced, an ERA of 6.06, a whip of 1.53. The playoffs, though, in his 2 appearances and 2-0 record to go alongside 4 innings of work, allowed 1 hit, 4 runs, 3 of them earned, 3 walks or strikeouts, a 6.75 ERA, and a 1 whip. He 1-2 to Onati, breaking ball, throws his hands at it, blooped into center field. Going out on it is the second baseman, Schultz, to make the grab for the second out of the inning. 2 up, 2 down for the Rockers. They're an out away from their 5th win of the season and extending their winning streak to 3 games. And for Jake Beauchesne, he's 1-for-3 tonight. We'll look to extend this ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. Beauchesne grounded out to the shortstop Sam Miller to start his day back in the third, singled in his second at-bat in the fifth, most recently a ground out to Schultz over at second base in the top of the seventh. First pitch to Beauchesne, popped up in the air. That'll clear the overhead hanging of the second deck right behind home plate. Count begins 0-1 on the Saddleback College Bobcat. It's Trent Loyola on deck, Alex Brody to follow. We're in the bottom third of the Rafter order. The right-hander Chabot looks into the catcher. Bold to get his sign, the 0-1. Fastball that misses up and in. Having to get out of the way of that one is Beauchesne to even the count at a ball and a strike. Rockers will come to Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow. 6:35 first pitch at historic Witter Field between the Rockers and your Rafters. Looking forward to seeing all the Rafter faithful back at Witter Field as a 1-1 breaking ball is flipped in there for a called strike. Working up and in on the zone there was Chabot. It's a 1-2 count with two outs and nobody on. 6-3 the score. Green Bay just one strike away. Chabot looks in, once again has his signal with 5 seconds on the pitch clock. And he'll step off to reset it and disengage. Three runs on five hits, no errors for your Rafters. Six runs on 10 hits and no errors for the Rockers. Green Bay getting their runs. 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the sixth. For the Rafters, 1 in the fifth and 2 in the seventh. The 1-2 breaking ball got him swinging. A 1-2-3 top of the ninth for Henry Chabot. Seals the deal on this one. The Rockers win it by a score of 6-3 here at Capital Credit Union Park. The Rafters fall to 7-7 on the season. The Rockers improve to 5-9. Once again, 3 runs on 5 hits and no errors for the Rafters. 6 runs on 10 hits and no errors for Green Bay in this Tuesday night matchup. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes from Ashwaubenon for your official Rafters postgame show on your home for the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh.
So
do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters dropped this Tuesday night contest here at Capital Credit Union Park to the Green Bay Rockers by a final score of 6-3. It's your official Rafter postgame show on WFHR. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you. Tough one for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. They fell behind the eight ball early in the first inning with a three-run homer for Rockers shortstop Sam Miller. It was his first of two long balls in the ballgame. The Rockers would add one in the second on a sacrifice fly. And then in the fourth inning, Green Bay chipped away at another, that being Miller's second home run of the ballgame, a two-run blast to left field hanging in the foul pole to make it 5-0 at the time. The Raptors would